Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a very special edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We are live. This is a live pre-show, Dan.
Oh, are we on?
We're on. Yes, live pre-show, finally. The day has come. Newman Rising Wrestling is back.
That is right.
End of story.
PG-13 expanded. We are live on location. The
people
are starting. The people are starting to show up. Yes. And quite excited to be here, finally.
There's a buzz here, and I'm pretty sure it's the power.
It could be.
It could be.
It could be.
I'm getting nervous of things blowing up above us, but...
Well, we do have lights up there.
We do have... Good that lights
but
are
it's
on.
The new building. We're at the Proving Grounds,
yeah,
Dan.
We even have an internet connection.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
So, tonight is the night we are finally... It is here. It
We've
is here. I'm
this up
I'm
for
buzzed.
Months, and now it is here.
Dan, what is kicking things off here tonight?
I'm not really sure.
Kicking things off here tonight is Keikoa, the debut of Keikoa the Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, you meant literally.
Taking
what's
on.
Catches. Gotcha. Yes, just taking on Crazy Ivan.
That's right. He's unorthodox, Dan. He's crazy.
They let him out early today.
Weekend pass.
I'm really not sure, and I'm really concerned on what he's doing with the rest of his time.
That's true. Who is
who's
in charge of
that guy?
Who's in charge of the supervision,
Nobody's
Dan?
Nobody's watching that guy.
He's going to come into the ring. People are going to assume it's an act. It's not an act, Dan.
No, the guy is certifiable.
So who do you see in that one? How do you see that one breaking down?
I don't really see the crazy guy beating a trained
professional wrestler. I see where you're going with
that. I really don't. I really don't see it.
I like it. I like it. Then after that, we have a tag team title match.
Yes.
The champions.
Quite frankly, I'm looking forward to the champions.
The Untouchables. Taking on none other than the debuting Fusion DS. And we're going to speak with Fusion DS coming up.
Eventually, our runner's eating right now.
Yeah,
so,
he's definitely stuffing
his face. If I have to get up, I need the exercise. I'll go get him.
Well, not yet. But then, Dan, we're going to have a women's match, and we finally know who Sienna Duvall will be taking on. Sienna Duvall will be taking on Cherry Lane. Cherry Lane!
Cherry Lane!
So she will be taking on Cherry Lane. I guess it's the debut of Cherry Lane as well. I don't know.
Like,
I'm not sure.
Wrestlers making the debut. Like,
Sienna's been
debut?
Here plenty of times.
She has been here.
Oh, yeah. Sienna is part of the Empire here, Dan.
That's right. The Empire.
Yes, the Empire.
The Empire who you're going to be checking thoroughly at the doors.
So. I will. Very soon. Once this show goes off the air, a thorough security check will be taking place. I have full riot gear.
And he's not joking, folks. Full riot gear. He's got the mask. He's got the bulletproof vest. Not so much the man behind it.
That's true.
You're kind of a pansy.
No, I wouldn't say pansy.
You are wearing riot gear. Why don't you go up to there in the face and say, I'm going to check it.
Have you seen Pretty Boy Tyrino?
I have.
That's exactly why.
Me.
I don't know about that, Dan.
Well, I'm not, you know, trying to check him at the door, let's just say. I'm not trying to give him a cat.
That would be
which
true.
Which I think you're into.
Then we're going to have the PG-13 match, finally. The PG-13 match. We've been talking about it for months. Very innovative match. Now, it starts out a Royal Rumble-style battle royal.
Right, and 13 men come in. No eliminations can take place until all 13 men are in the ring.
Exactly, until all 13 are there.
Now you can be eliminated. How can you be? Can you be eliminated? Pinfall
over the top rope only.
So it's not a WCW battle royal.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Over the top rope eliminations then occur. Once you're eliminated, you then become a lumberjack. Until there's only two men standing, it becomes a normal match, pinfall submission to a finish. We'll crown a new United States champion.
Now,
Dan.
I'm putting my money on Robert Knight. Will make a difference?
One man can make a difference.
And I'm saying,
when he's here, he can make
here.
A difference.
Yes, I was about to say, we're not. He's coming.
We do think. Now,
Mike, apparently. I mean, the preparations are still being done as we speak.
That's
and
right.
And you're, I mean, we got the preparation, the work has been done to this building. You would have come in here 2 months ago and said, "I were putting a match on 2 months." I would have said,
"I would have thought you were crazy."
Hell no.
I would have thought you were crazy.
I would have thought you were crazy, Ivan.
Crazy Ivan. I saw where you
got
went
it.
To.
Yeah.
Now the main event, Dan. The main event is none other than my personal close friend. Jake Bishop.
Oh, he's your friend. You got
what I say off air stays off air. But my close personal friend, Jake Bishop, will be taking on the champion, the New Moon Rising Wrestling champion, Luis the Punisher Martinez. Now, Dan, you're in for a treat. You haven't seen either of these guys, really.
I have
really.
Not. I've heard a lot of great things about Jake Bishop. And I've heard Mr. Bishop, as I like to call him. And I've heard a lot of good things about the Punisher.
Luis the Punisher Martinez.
I've seen some YouTube stuff. But what I'm getting at...
Get off of YouTube and get your ass down here.
Exactly. Get off of YouTube and get your lazy asses out here. $10. We always prophesize on shows with amount of money for tickets. $10?
$10.
$10!
$10 and... Yes.
Yeah, I got nothing else, really.
So that's the card. Very exciting. I am looking forward to Tank Tolan coming here. So we can definitely talk to him. He should be coming up pretty soon.
That was pretty hi. That was pretty slick right there, what you did right there on air about Tank Tolan and with the hand signaling.
I'm looking.
Nobody can see that I'm choosing to kill him.
Exactly. I don't know why. I thought it was fine.
It was funny to me.
Your sense of humor, Dan, at times is out there.
It's appalling. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking this up for months, and now is the time to put up or shut up. New Moon Rising Wrestling is back.
Bar none.
10:30, Delsey Drive, Building 4W. Deptford, New Jersey.
You can say Deptford. It's easier on the map if you actually input into the map Westville, New Jersey.
Westville, New Jersey. What's the zip code?
I have no clue.
So you guys are going to get lost on the way here.
No, you just put
it's
in Westville.
Right
the GPS will find it.
Go down. Go 295 South, damn it.
The damn GPS will find it, Dan.
295 South, exit 25A, 295.
You go
30 feet off the exit, 25A off 295, and the building's right there. Building 4W, 10:30. Okay?
That's right. All right. Just go a little ways down. Pfeiffer Road is what it's called, Dan. Road is the technical road that this is. And
nobody tells me.
I'll tell you what. The one thing about our runner, you give him a task. Not only that, but you give him a task, he never moves from that task.
Yeah, no.
And instead of improvising, Dan, he would instead rather just stay on that one task instead of improvising.
Like getting somebody out here.
Just anybody.
Anybody in the back that's
would be
here,
good.
Because there's only like 3 people here. Hashtag shoot.
You know what? I'm looking forward to Glenn Storms. It's his return tonight on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Now, Dan, Glenn Storms,
is gonna bust.
He's making a return, and welcome to the show, Glenn.
Hi.
Nice to see you here. Now, Glenn, it's the return.
It is.
You're back.
Finally.
Now, just tell the people out there, give them a reason that they should come, put their $10 down to see you. Yes,
give it back. That's plenty of reason
here.
Enough.
That's reason
all
enough?
All the kids are coming out to see me. All the ladies are coming out to see me. That's plenty of reason.
All the boys and girls.
You're going to see me win the United States Championship here tonight. Huh?
Well, that's a reason.
Okay.
That's history in the making,
there's
as they say.
Guys that I got to go through.
That's pretty easy.
That's not too difficult, quite frankly.
It's not like there's 30.
I can do that with one hand behind my back.
I'm thinking about doing that, actually.
You might want to try.
That's pretty creative. I would pay $10 to see that.
I'll do two hands and be able to throw out half this guy's like the mass assassin. I don't even know who that is.
Now, you took some time off. You're back now.
Yeah.
Why were you gone? What happened?
This business puts a hurting on your body.
So time to heal.
Time to heal, man. I'm ready to get back into this.
Ready to get back.
Training.
I like it, Dan.
I'm training again. I'm working out every day.
It's a Genesis concert.
And I'm just glad to be back.
Well, you're looking good. You don't look like you missed any time, my friend.
That's for sure.
Stay in the gym. Even when you're down and out, you still got to keep working.
What's a gym?
Something
that I don't go to very often.
What you do is you sign up for a membership either online or you go to a gym, and the thing is some heavy people like yourself, I don't mean to insult your friends, but
with a punch?
Yeah, you just, something you sign up
you're
to.
You're fat.
I'm not.
No, me.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that. You said that yourself. Hey. I don't insult anyone. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy, you know what I'm saying?
So it's definitely something to look forward to tonight. You will be
in the PG-13 match.
PG-13. You're looking to make a mark.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Now, see, I'm not the only one. There are actually more guys that are looking to make an impact here tonight. There's also Crazy Ivan versus Kiko the Flying Lion.
That's true. Or Keikoa.
Or Keikoa, if you want to pronounce it correctly.
I don't know.
Kahiko. Somebody.
Either way, he's flying from somewhere. I don't know.
He's a flying Hawaiian. I'm excited. We talked about this already.
Absolutely.
You're trying to do my job. I don't get in the ring.
And you got Jake Bishop in the monitor.
I don't get in the ring. You don't do my job. Now,
I'm going to go get ready for my match.
It was a pleasure.
I'm going to stop getting insulted by you, all right?
It was a pleasure.
I'm going to let you do your job, so I don't have to do it for you, right here. Very nice to meet you, pal. Take it easy.
Good luck.
Good return. Good
break
return.
Break your butt.
Now, I believe we have Tank Dolan.
I think finally we have Tank Dolan. I'd rather listen to Metallica, really. I like the laser show, man. Top-notch production here at New Moon Rise Wrestling. That's no BS right there.
It is. It is. I love the laser. I love everything. It's great. Tank, welcome back to New Moon Rising Wrestling. Now, I've said a few things about you.
Oh, have you?
I have. And
he's a jerk. I haven't said these things.
Now, I have said on the Scoop Slam that you are the biggest star, quite frankly.
Well,
in New Moon Rising Wrestling. Biggest star, most experienced,
okay.
But you're also the biggest dummy in New Moon Rising Wrestling.
You know, pretty much when there's a piece of 2-foot wooden between us, it's probably not the smartest thing to say. But I'll give you a pass on this one, saying that I don't want
to. No, say something again so he punches you. I want to see you get punched today.
No. I was just saying that I think these things the people should definitely know exactly what's going on when it comes to Tank Tolan. Now, what's your strategy?
Calling him a big dummy to his face, not the smartest thing you've ever done.
I just want to know what
being on the Tony Lane show is about that smart.
I just want to know his strategy, Dan. Going into PG-13. Now, there's 12 other individuals besides yourself. How are you going to fare when it comes to them?
Well, it's pretty simple. I am experienced. I'm probably pretty much one of the most experienced guys on the show as far as the amount of years I've been wrestling, and then also the fact that I've been to the top level where they've got the best talent in the world. I've traveled the world, been in the ring with some of the best that's ever been in the game. And when it comes down to it, I think that's prepared me for today. And it doesn't matter if it's 12 people, 24 people, 48 people, so on and so forth. It doesn't matter if it's a small army. I'm going to go in the ring. I'm going to do what I do best, and that's just whoop some ass.
There you go.
Well,
I think he's got pretty much the numbers.
That's a pretty damn good strategy. Maybe he isn't the biggest dummy after all. Maybe that is actually the Roughneck.
I want to say again for anybody listening, Dean said that, not Dan.
I think it's the American Roughneck that could be the biggest
enemy. Again, Dean said that, not the little fat guy.
Now, Tank, of course, we've had you on the show, the Wednesday night show. It was a great interview.
Greatly, yes.
One thing, in case the people didn't hear the story of when you became the biggest dick in the business,
yes.
Can you just relay that?
Why would you put him through the pain again?
That's not so much pain.
It's not pain.
It is what it is. I mean, when it comes down to it, I was still fortunate enough to get that shot with the WWE and live out my dream, being on the biggest stage of them all. And whether I was in there as Tank Toland, was one of the most, the biggest little man in the business, or the fact that I was a dick, whatever the case may be, I was in there and I was doing what I was. Living the dream, I was just living the dream and doing what I always wanted to do. But, when it comes down to it, it was one of those situations where I was supposed to, debut as a cruiserweight. And
Oh, really? I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
They're wanting, what happened was right before I got up there, I was going to be, they wanted to debut me as a cruiserweight. And Stephanie found out that I actually tore my bicep. I actually was hiding from them because I wanted to work. And, Tommy Dreamer at the time was, head of developmental.
Okay.
And, he did the right thing and told her, hey, look, I know you want to put him on TV next week, but he's got a torn bicep and he needs that surgery. So she said, I love what you're doing. Unfortunately, I know you're hurt. So, go take care of yourself and heal and then get you right up there as soon as you healed up. I said, okay. I was bummed out. It was bittersweet because I was excited for the opportunity, but at the same time, I knew I had to go through the surgery. So during that time, that's when they hired Chad. That's when they decided to put Chad with me.
Your partner, in quotations.
Right, they kind of decided to keep Chad with me, and it was kind of downhill from there as far as the way things went. We didn't have good chemistry. I didn't feel like he could wrestle his way out of a paper bag. I think he had the ring psychology of a man.
Paper bag?
No, he couldn't wrestle where a paper bag. Lack thereof, let's just say. It just didn't seem. And I don't ever like.
And he knows this, right?
I don't like to speak ill of anyone, but it's just one of those things that I think, I'm not, and I'm far from saying that I'm the best to ever be in that ring. I'm far from it, but I think when it came to my psychology, I understood the psychology of it, and it just kind of did not mesh with him. So when it came down to it, I tried to explain that to a few people, but hey, the powers that be, they're the ones that make the call, and they said that we want you two together. And it was pretty much just because we had that similar look, build, and similar look, and so they said, okay, we're
the Chippendale look that he was looking for at that time.
Two stocky, good-looking guys, and they looked good on paper, but when you stuck them in there in the ring, there wasn't that good gel like some of the other good tag teams have had.
So it's not for that injury on the torn bicep.
If it wasn't for
possibly.
That injury, it could have been a totally different ballgame.
Wow.
But you could say what if and wonder what would have happened.
Isn't
all you
that
could.
What life is, though, Tank?
That's every day. Every
we
day.
can't philosophize about
right.
certain things, right?
Well, after hearing that, just what could have been.
Well, did that bother me for a long time? I'll say yes. It definitely did. But I was bitter about a lot of things, and to the point where I felt like, looking back on it, it's like I could have been a little bit more professional about how I handled things. Maybe I was a little bit too.
Well, how old were you at that time? Do you mind me asking?
I never tell people my age.
Fine.
I was 10 years old. No, I was 10 years old. No, I was younger than Boogeyman. I was younger than Batista. I was younger than Ric Flair. Younger than Hulk Hogan.
I would hope younger than Flair.
No, but I don't want to be wrestling in 10 years from now and be like, hey, that guy's still wrestling. If I still look good, I want But when it comes down to it, I was upset about it for a while, but then I had to put it in perspective and say, hey, look, I've still got to achieve something that, so many people around the world want to achieve, and that's to be in the WWE. And just to have that opportunity is I was very blessed and very lucky. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, look over your shoulder. Let's get ready for the real guest now. Tank, it's been a pleasure, but it's time to move on to bigger and better guests, the United States champion.
With that being said, I'll take another 5 minutes if I want to. I want to see what everyone's going to do about it, which I think is nothing. But actually, what I want to do is warm up a little bit, because I know tonight people are going to have their hands full. And that's going to be a handful of asses from me.
All right, so, thanks.
Good to see you guys.
I would say good luck, but I already know who's winning.
Oh, I guess that's to TBA.
That's true.
To be an ass whooping.
Oh, I like it, Dan. Did you see what he did there? Did you see what he did there? He did. He did. Now, joining us is the United States champion, Dan.
The party's going to start now.
Yeah, we can finally start this show. It is none other than the United States champion, Robert, the Knight Rider, Robert Knight. Robert, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm feeling fantastic. It was a great week. I was training all over the world. I was out in the Midwest. I was running up in the mountains. You know, and I broke it to everybody that I pulled the wool over their eyes. The United States Championship is still here. I'm going to be wearing it to the ring tonight for PG-13, and I'm wearing it out. PG-13 as United States champion.
Now, I thought that you FedEx that back to the powers that be. I guess not. You said the heck with that.
Well, I wanted everybody to believe that I did, to get their hopes up a little more, so when the time came to get things going today, I was going to burst their bubble just like I'm going to do in the match later tonight.
All right. Dan, do you have a question for the Knight Rider?
Tell us about some of the training you went through. I've been reading the Facebook, but tell people who have...
You know, I went to a prison out in Colorado, and they let some of the inmates out. They had a tightrope above the prison, and I just walked that high wire back and forth for 2.5 hours with these guys. If I would have fallen down, you know, I might not be here tonight, but I don't fall down. I don't make mistakes. I don't make mistakes.
Okay, so a lot of rigorous training. Not to overuse a word, because I, you know, thorough.
So he was doing his training.
Yes, he was doing the training. And my goodness, Dan, I think he's ready. Now, here's my question. Are you ready to go 2 hours, 31 minutes if the need is? Have you been training that extra minute?
The extra minute? I've been doing it, you know. I went 2.5 hours without being prepared. Now, tonight, I am prepared, and I can go as long as it need be. But judging by the competition or lack thereof in this match, me and Justin America are going to clean house. It's going to come down to me and him, and the people are going to be in for a real treat when it's all said and done.
I think this night is pretty much...
It's already wrapped up, Dan. I mean, we know the winner of PG-13. It's going to be a clean sweep of... Well, you're not Me Society, though, so I can't say...
I'm a young loner on a crusade.
That's right.
You've not been listening.
That's what I said. Well, one man can make a difference, Dan. That's what he said, a lone crusader. He's ready for PG-13.
And the feeling here is electric. I mean, just walking into the building, you feel like something big is going to happen.
You really do. You have that feeling when you first... When you first walk in, I mean...
Never mind.
No, but I mean,
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
You definitely get that feeling. I mean, people starting to come in. There's a buzz. People are ready. Matt Tremont is here. I didn't even realize, but
Robert Knight.
Yes, I know. But I'm looking around.
I mean, the show's not until 7 o'clock, so I think I have another 2 hours to catch some bad guys before we're ready to roll here.
Yeah, that's true. The Potato Thieves in Idaho, of
Absolutely.
Course. Are you back after them?
They come out here. They come out east in the wintertime. Potatoes freeze up, so I keep them in storage and ship them out here to Depp.
I wish I had fan mail. I forgot it at home. I'm sorry.
You know, I just saw a mail truck down the street, but I'm not sure. Maybe they couldn't find the building. I don't know.
You know what? The MapQuest.
Well, it's 1030 Delcy Drive, building 4W.
Exactly. And if you try to put that on MapQuest, even Kit had a problem with
Exit
that.
Exit 25A. So,
exactly.
I got you, man.
So there you go. Robert. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
It's not that you need it. Yeah, not that you need it. It's already been prophesized. It's already foreseen. No.
He's not talking to you, Rob.
But yes.
Exactly.
Good luck. Not needed.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to it. Ah, it's an exciting night.
You know
now
what? Let's take a little break and play his music, because I got to hear it, man.
You gotta hear it. It is way down there, Dan.
Listen, Robert Nutt.
And that is, of course, Damian Dragon, Matt Saigon, who seems to be...
It's the PWI Top 500.
Oh, that's the 500. Now, where are you in that?
I'm Mr. 409.
Mr. 409. He cleans things up.
Competition. He cleans up the competition.
That's right. How about you?
414.
How is C5 better than
you? Don't you start anything...
I'm just wondering.
Just heard them say they made up...
I want to know why he is five positions better than you.
Because I need more space in between us.
Damn. He would have beat me or somewhat tied me if he didn't get rid of his little head bump that we all love.
Yeah, it's apparently the head bump.
The head bump.
Last year I was higher than you because I had a head bump.
Yeah. Let's not forget the head bump. Now, Bumpy R.I.P.
Not to mention I always politic to not the heat.
Now, guys. The joke, what was
it? It's true.
Okay, but anyway, it's good to see you guys back. Now, Matt, I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
So,
at Carney's Point, you ran Damian down. What happened?
What happened, Matt?
It's easy. You were not there.
I'm not allotted a vacation with my wife.
No, that's why there's Monday through Wednesday.
I'm just saying. His wife spend time with you.
Hey,
Matt, you've been in my house and you've met my wife. You gotta explain anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm also in heat with my brother because he got married on a Saturday, and I'm kind of upset about that because I had to miss the show.
What show?
We were invited to some booking next Saturday on the 10th. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Some douchebag of a brother has to get married on a Saturday when he knows. I know, right? It's like, I told him, like, from, like, 4 years ago, never do anything on a Saturday. And that's a... Yeah. And I had to travel all the way to Annapolis, Maryland, when we lived in New Jersey. Like, what the hell?
Maryland?
Yeah.
Is that still a state?
Yeah, people can't drive in Maryland. I have to drive through all the time. They try to kill me. I'm pretty sure they're
I don't think Maryland's still a state now. You guys are back, though.
Yes, we're back.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Am I boring him? I mean, he's reading the pizza.
He's reading the pizza.
He's reading about himself. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway.
Yeah.
This thing's bugging. You're back together. You're here taking
together.
On. You're here taking on the Untouchables.
So
it's a tag title shot tonight that you guys have your first debut. What you guys bring and deliver.
Consider us new tag champs.
Exactly.
I mean,
wait.
Before. Dean can fill in on when we beat the Untouchables.
Yeah, do you know the statistics on this?
I do. The first round of this year's Samoan Cup.
Yeah.
Let's just say you guys faced the Untouchables.
Yeah.
And we won the Samoan Cup.
So. You won the whole thing, so what does that tell you?
Tells me the Untouchables were pretty... I'm not...
To get from A to B.
That would have been bad if you completed that set.
Yes, I agree. And then I hear that part of this, like, me society.
What's a me society?
Well, it's not me society, the me society. I was trying to decipher this with Dean.
It's the me society.
It's the Dean Dixon society.
I'm really not sure.
It's not my society, it's the me society.
Wait, so it's the Dan Law Society.
No, it's not the Dan Law Society, it's the me society.
Who's drinking the Kool-Aid? Who's supplying the Kool-Aid, who's drinking it?
The me society.
I'm still...
Dean is...
No. It's not the me society.
Wait,
it's not the Dean
they,
society.
Who's they?
It's them.
You.
Yeah, no.
No, them.
You getting any of this?
It's the me society, that's all.
But...
How can then be now?
It's
me.
Soon.
Soon. I believe a wise man once said, don't step on a church. That's right.
Nobody.
So,
yeah.
Nobody.
Never show this card again.
What did you do, Matt? What did you do?
Are you, Dean, menstruating right now?
I am not.
Okay, that's good.
It's not the...
It's not the menstruing
society.
Wow.
You know, as a kid, I never knew what that meant.
Well, nonetheless, though, in all quasi-seriousness, we have the Untouchables this evening.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, we're looking forward to being champs.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to being Mr. Like 300 next year, so I need to win.
What year?
Probably around 409.
Well, it's only fitting because, you know, Kakoa's part of a little inner circle thing, and Kakoa was 409 last year.
What is he?
He was 409 this year, so next year I will be allotted 409. Hi, Kakoa.
He's behind
me.
That's
Kakoa.
Yeah.
He's behind me, isn't he?
Now,
you don't wear shoes.
Another interesting thing, he is one half of the ECWA Unified Tag Team Champions.
Oh, we're not going to go there, are
no,
we?
No, we are. Next week, you guys have a shot.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Conflicted. We're
it's
conflicted.
Crap.
Conflicted
because
conflicted emotions. Inside. You have that feeling in the bottom of your stomach.
Well, that Meloder's ignoramus.
Well,
Joel
usually
Blackheart.
The feeling in the bottom of
I was
of
talking.
He was talking. You have a whole hour that's allotted to you. Give him a chance to be on the podcast
ahead,
for one.
Well, it was supposed to be just straight up us against Key and Aiden.
Yeah,
but now I got Russell Baker and Bobby Shields. Why? Breaker couldn't win the heavyweight title. Shields can't win the heavyweight title.
You know what? He also can't do a promo.
Yeah, he.
I can't do a promo either. By
I'm,
some say.
I've been laughing the whole time. Him, I
just don't see. Oh, that's good.
just a little behind the scenes here. We had Breaker more. I'm really looking forward to having Breaker on.
We're really
looking forward to it.
Let's get him going.
Has a lot of energy. A lot of energy.
And the crowd goes wild.
And my goodness.
So, well, what's it going to be like coming back?
What is the opposite? What's the word for opposite of energy?
Ryan.
Wow.
Or Breaker Moran. Anyway, so guys, you got the Untouchables. You got Keiko, apparently.
You got them next week. And a little fact, we have Mr. Ooh La La and
Cole Calloway,
and Cole Calloway
next
Friday
night.
Where?
Oh, is that at the Keikoa's deal?
Yep.
The fundraiser in Allentown.
Yeah, they're going to be Ooh La La and Cole Calloway. That's going to be an interesting one.
Do me a favor.
I'm taking.
When he gets in the ring, run.
Both of them. Ooh La La.
Well, we've established, Matt and I, that Cole Calloway apparently has a crush on Matthew here.
Oh, hell no.
I think so. Did you just say Dan?
I can't say that. It's Pitch and Catch.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Keep it family friendly, Dan.
Yeah, let's not go over the rainbow.
Family friendly, Dan.
So why is the show called PG-13?
Thank you. That was
Proving Ground 13. There's 13 competitors.
Oh.
Proving ground.
I've always thought.
Guys.
Actually, I thought there was going to be like a little nip slip somewhere, but I remember there's no women.
I know,
show.
Man. It was
it's like the Titanic. It was 13, but there was still nipples.
So you're hoping for a little crap slap.
And the great thing is, if there was, it's that? Chilly. If the great thing is, if there was nipple, it's chilly in here.
Oh, wait,
a little chilly. Yes.
A little bit.
It's nipply.
Dan, you could dial a phone with no hands.
If you want to break into a place right now, I can cut the glass for you.
All right. Oh, anyway, guys.
That was my nipple phone.
We've completely fallen off the rails.
Yes.
I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, this is us. This is us. Have we ever followed standard norm?
I don't think so. I really
and
don't
this
think so.
Why you keep bringing us back.
I think so.
What? What's wrong with your computer?
He likes to beat things.
There's like, you're missing like A.
It was my cat.
Behind the scenes, folks.
He has a cat that rips keys.
You'll poke your eye out, kid.
She ran across it.
Oh, no wonder it's an e-machine.
But I have this.
Everything's fine.
Still an e-machine.
Give me a favor, you're bigger than me.
That just looks disgusting. I am not touching
it. I am not, yeah, I would not.
The plastic has stained yellow.
Here's one of them, I think.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. How you do it, sir?
You don't know who you are.
No, I know. It's one of the untouchables. As far as names.
And you touch
him. And you touch him.
Hey, I touched one of the untouchables.
Jesus.
That doesn't make sense to me.
You better go make up.
This whole interview doesn't make sense.
I will.
This whole interview is out of order.
Anyway, guys, get the hell out of here because I don't think we even accomplished what I said.
Well, we're
okay, all right. Well, what did you set for?
I have no idea.
And we're gonna win the belt.
Did you bring an Ecto Cooler?
No, I did not bring any Ecto Cooler.
Now, what did I allude to there? On
Friday
night.
Nerd Herders, Friday night, number one radio by Dream Elite, 6 weeks running. We are crushing competition. I don't know if we have
competition.
I don't know. Nonetheless, we are killing it on the red race. Friday night, 9 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/Dream Elite. Thank you, sir.
How about you, Matt? What do you do in your spare time?
How is Josh Daniels number 339 and I'm 409?
Because he can chop you.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bamboo stick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, what do I do in my spare time? I'm taping up windows for the tropical storm heading our way.
Oh, true.
So
yeah,
the windows don't break. You got to spider web them.
And then,
yeah, I'm on the coast.
So I have to ask my brother this question. Have you supplied up all the Xbox toys for Modern Warfare and just to hunker down this week?
No, because they're saying that the power could go out for like a good like 4 days. So I need a generator so I can play COD for 4 days straight.
All right.
I still got the key to the gym.
So we got a big storm coming, but there's a bigger storm here tonight at PG-13, Dan.
It's the untouchable storm.
Wow, that was heavily...
Cliche.
I tried it.
But you're wearing glasses.
Guys, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
I'm just going to say, get the hell out of here.
Oh, where's your shoe?
I don't know who's coming over. It could be that dirty, no good roughneck.
I thought.
I'm going to talk to Keiko while
we're eating.
Bring the magazine with you.
No, it's that
way over there. Let Matt sit there.
Matt can stay here for the rest of the day.
I don't care. He's cool.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm not shaking your hand.
You're the biggest dummy on this show.
It's no longer Tank Tolan. It's you, the American dummy.
What is with you in a stupid helmet?
The American dummy.
I've seen a lot of people wear skull caps and look cool.
Now, American dummy. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, first of all.
Nice to be here.
You're actually a guest this time.
I actually am.
You didn't burst in.
I didn't have to hijack your own. Oh, that wasn't me, sorry.
What are you talking about, Roughneck?
You said it.
Hey, why don't you look through? Why don't you look through that magazine? Where are you listed?
Where am I listed? Being
serious,
hold on. Stand by.
No, where are you listed in the PWI 500?
Are you in the magazine?
502.
I buy that.
You missed it that
I will buy that.
I'll buy it. But I'm not buying anything from this guy. No.
Brady was 502. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
So what's your strategy tonight? And what I mean by strategy is, how are you going to deal with this horrible and humiliating loss?
What do you mean loss?
This come on. This terrible defeat. If somebody can, if they can team you and
did you bump your head?
Lift your carcass over the top rope somehow. And if somehow you happen to fall, just tell me how you're going to get over that moment.
I am not falling, first of all. I'm going through this. I'm ripping through Robert Knight. I'm ripping through Justin America. And the rest are just byproduct of my win.
A byproduct of your win. So you are saying right here and right now that you're winning, PG-13.
I'm walking out with that belt.
Oh, brother. Oh, I'm sorry.
I am walking out with that United States Championship belt because it's coming back to the people. The people, we the people. Remember that? It's been a while since you said it. Say it!
I'm not going to say it.
Say it!
I'm not saying it, Rafmi. For somebody who's so against bullying, what was he just doing there, Dan?
You deserved it.
He was bullying me.
You know,
he was simply bullying me.
You deserved it.
So you think you're winning.
I can't talk.
The only way that I can see you winning is if you stay flat on your back. But that's probably your strategy.
You would like to sit next to him.
You know what?
What the hell is going on here? What the?
Yeah, no problem.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Get away from me.
Try this again.
I was saying, so when you're victorious tonight in PG-13, how will that make you feel? Is that the culmination, if you will, of months-long struggle against that dirty villain, Robert Knight?
Ah, Robert Knight. And who's the other villain?
The
Star-Spangled Idiot.
Are you wearing Star-Spangled
tonight? No. It's going to be Justin, whatever the hell, American.
So Justin, you're going to take them both out then?
Oh, they're done. It's been months and months of me getting hit with everything in the arena. I'm done with it. Let them bring as many people as they want because I'm not going to stop. I am going to win this belt.
You seem pretty pumped up.
You know what? I'm done with you.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do what?
You're lucky you didn't get punched in the face.
I said he was winning.
It's what you said.
Perhaps,
you can't erase what has been done before.
Perhaps he just is.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
That was my tasty player.
For those who are listening and didn't know what happened, Rob Knight just came over and just poked a hole right through his bitter.
And that wasn't Robert Knight. We'll be right back after this. Everybody to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Apparently,
my dinner,
I had a salad.
So, are we gonna have somebody on the show pop it out and give it to you?
I don't know, possibly. So, basically, I am waiting for a guest to come. Hey, it's Cliff Light. How you doing, Cliff?
Good, sir. I'm on the broadcast.
That's right. Better late
than.
Tell me, you're going to get Cliff Light instead of me? The Pharaoh Fitness? No. Shut up, Cliff.
Sorry,
don't
Dave.
Speak, Cliff.
How do you know this guy?
Well, I've been trying to...
Shut up.
Who are you?
Shut your mouth.
Who are you talking to?
Burgundy.
Let me run and run you,
the
pal.
The Barrow.
The Barrow. Oh, I went there.
You only wish you had this disease. You only wish that you looked like me.
If I wanted to have a heart attack tomorrow, I wish I looked like.
Oh, you're gonna get it. What is your name? What is your name?
I've lost control, Clay.
Sorry, sir.
Has he been following you around the whole day? That's what we're saying.
We said. Brady Hicks.
They need you in the back.
Hicks, shut up.
They asked me to take your spot.
The buffet's open. No,
the buffet's open.
No, you did not just say that.
The buffet's open.
No, we're not doing that again.
The buffet's open.
No, Hicks, you better stop
running. I think you're fired.
I'll beat you down, Hicks. Here we go. Come on, Hicks.
You really need to hit me.
I was going to actually slap.
All right, so Cliff, what do you got to say? Do you have any announcements or anything?
No, I just want to come on, say hi, and let a real wrestler come on. I just want to say hello to you and Dan and let K. Cole come and get his spot. Sorry
okay.
He got taken over by Slim Bergen, but let a real wrestler get
that
here.
That was brought to you today by Slap again.
I don't know what just happened.
Did
there.
I just get called fat by a fatter guy?
You did. It was very odd. It was very, Kay Koa, welcome to the show.
Am I allowed to sit down now?
Yes,
you can. I do apologize.
You can do whatever you want. We had nothing to do with what just happened.
There's guy. I don't know.
So where are you on this list, since we're talking about it?
What are we talking about?
Where are you on the 100? No, this one, the one with Punk.
I am at...
Matt is apparently 409. He cleans up the competition.
Was that Chavo? Oh, no, that's not Chavo. No, this picture on page 10... of this person. It's Buff Bagwell.
Did he get arrested for something?
No,
Bagwell
was
arrested. He was arrested in Cherokee County, Georgia, and charged with reckless driving.
This is the wrestling news with Keiko, the flying alone.
Yeah, I thought it looked like Chavo Guerrero for like a split second. But I was at least glad that I was correct. Yes, it is a mugshot.
It's a mugshot.
I apologize to Buff Bagwell that it was your mugshot.
Why are you apologizing to Buff Bagwell? Nobody likes that guy.
Because
he was in an accident, though.
I've never met Mr. Bagwell, and I feel like I should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Tag team champion. Do I have to say anything else?
Well, fair point.
But I am right here, number 380, and I have a picture up there. It's not the greatest picture in the world, but it is a picture.
Now, who were you wrestling in? Is that Aiden?
That's Bobby Fish at the Super 8.
Oh, that's Fish.
But you're higher up than
Bobby Fish.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, not on the on the. Like yeah, on, well then Matt and
see, all
and
that talk, you know, he is his 409. He's three.
But it is an epic number. I mean, number 409 is obviously synonymous with cleaning products. So
that is true. That is true. Now, Keiko, you make your debut tonight. I don't want to talk too much about it because we have something else I want to talk about as well.
All right.
Crazy Ivan, you have a bit of a history, I believe.
Not really. I've never faced him.
Oh, there's absolutely no history at all, Dan. I don't know why you gave me that tip that they had quite the history.
I didn't say a word.
This guy,
this note card
department.
That non-exists is right there. You should not have had that.
Yeah, that's your handwriting that says, I'm an idiot, and I think they have history.
Yep.
Anyway.
I'm going to agree on that one.
So, Crazy Ivan, that's who you're taking on. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm looking at The Last Hero right now. He is from Austin, Texas. His height is 5'9". He weighs 190 pounds. He was trained by Jerry Reyes.
Apparently,
there's also Santana G. Well, these are nice trading cards.
Yeah,
yes, they're in the room trading cards. Yeah.
So anyway, when I got the PWI Top 500 magazine, my girlfriend actually surprised me by putting it in our room. She had named everything. So
really?
That was really nice. That was really nice of her. What were we talking about again?
I guess that answers my question. Now,
you're wrestling
the non-history. So there's nothing to talk about.
So anyway,
the other magazines, she also surprised me. This was such a nice thing she did for me. When I came back from Europe, she took the magazine, she had framed them, she had put them on the wall, and she also took the Super 8 magazine and put my medal in there, and she framed that on the wall for me. You know, she is a delight.
Are you listening?
I hope she is.
He said delight.
I wanted to talk about your big fundraiser coming up.
Yes. There's history in that.
There is history.
Yes.
Now, you actually, we had Missy Sampson on. She said you're the one who got this all together.
Yeah, I do a lot of work for fundraisers. I mean, I haven't done any lately, but in the past I have. I've done shows for children's cancer hospitals and just various other charities. But I was told that the Donegan Elementary School, which is who we're doing the fundraiser for, is a very, I guess you would say, underprivileged elementary school. The poverty rating for the parents of the kids that attend there is like 95% or something of that sort. I think like really only a couple kids actually purchase lunch at the school for what I was told. So I approached the principal and I said, you know, look, I'd like to help raise some money. I know that the Sands Casino does a lot of, donations, and they do a lot of, help to, give them a little boost. So I wanted to help out. And so we put together this show. They had no idea anything about wrestling, but I said, I will guide you. I will get you there, and let's get some money for the kids. So that's what we're doing.
Now, who's involved with this? Do you have the matches set up yet?
The matches are set up as of right now. The first match will be Ricky the Model Martinez versus Bandito Jr.
No.
Yes, sir.
They found Bandito?
He was in Voorhees last I heard. Oh. I'm not sure. Joel Goodhart was still looking for him last time I saw him.
See, he follows me on Twitter, so it's quite easy to get a hold of him. that is the first match.
And that is one Bandito Jr.
Yes. Now I might be out of order here with the matches, but there's another match. It's going to be Danny Rage versus Luscious Joe. Luscious Joe is not known from around this area. He's up north in the Connecticut area. He's going to be driving down. Another match. I got four guys coming all the way from North Carolina for this. I got guys by the name of Matt Houston, Drake Tugston, and Lewis Moore. They're all going to be teaming up in a 3-on-3 over the top rope match against Chris Envy, Dennis Reaper, and another character by the name of Flames, who's also from Connecticut, who will be coming down. Let us see. Then I have, as already, I believe, previously advertised, Fusion S taking on Mr. Ulala and Cole Calloway. I have
that should be a barn burner.
Pretty Boy Eric Matthews taking on Dickie Rods with Bobby Rydell as his manager. Who else do we got? There's more matches.
What are you doing?
I am going to be facing my childhood friend, Mr. Chad Evans, fellow hashtag Future of the Business member, in the main event.
Wow. So when is that coming up, and where is that?
It's going to be this Friday, November 2nd, at the Bethlehem Boys and Girls Club. It's at 115 East 4th Street in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Bell time is 7, doors open at 6, and there's very few tickets available. We're only selling 300 tickets for this show.
300, that's it.
That's it. So once the 300 are sold, they're gone. No
and
more.
And all proceeds are going to the school.
Every penny is going to the school so that they can use the money for field trips, books, whatever.
And it's $10 tickets? Or?
$10 tickets because front row is already sold out.
Okay. Oh, wow. So
front row is sold out, and I believe my personal ticket count number was 45 the last.
Okay. So how does that make you feel? You know, definitely.
I mean, I'm a little.
Response.
There's a response on my end. Now, I haven't gotten to speak to the principal for a couple days now, and there was an issue where we didn't know what the occupancy number is for the building, so they were waiting on that. So the order forms came in that they sent home with the kids, but she hasn't taken a look at them yet because she wanted to wait on that number. So now that she's going to be working with this weekend, she's going to get back to me and let me know how many tickets they've sold on their end. But actually, this coming Wednesday, for any of the parents that have kids that go to Donegan, myself and Ricky the Model Martinez will be visiting each and every class to talk about, you know, anything that the kids want to hear about. Stay away from drugs and alcohol, you know, how to focus on your goals, how to, accomplish them, how to capture them, how to work hard, anything of that sort. We're going to be talking to each and every class from kindergarten all the way up to fifth grade to kind of give them a boost and to also help the event. And there's going to be a couple newspapers that are going to be there to help promote. So a lot of advertising is going to go into it. And the actual day of the show, a couple news stations will be coming down to kind of broadcast it. So it's going
well.
You got coverage, man.
Sir, when I put my effort into something, I don't screw around. Why go half-assed? I'm not one of these, and I don't mean to bash anybody, but I'm not a promoter that's going to go on and say, well, guys, we only sold 30 tickets today. I don't know why, because we put a Facebook event out. And I don't know why we didn't. I don't know why. Gates bad. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why we only sold 65 tickets, but we're making money. No, you're not.
There you go.
You will complain about it next month when only 55 people. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Only in the Indies.
Dylan, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sorry about the confusion. I have no idea what the hell happened.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, there's like some...
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's our runner.
This guy.
I don't know why... Yeah, we have a runner, but he obviously doesn't run.
He doesn't do much running, obviously. And that's coming from a fat guy.
Okay, Cole, it's always a pleasure.
Good luck with the event.
Yeah, definitely good luck with that.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. And we'll talk after the show.
Yes.
You're hanging out a little bit. Have a good one.
You as well.
That's it.
That is... really good at
what I'm talking about. The stuff after going to the classrooms.
That's
all I ever
amazing.
Taught a football player. I don't give a darn.
Yeah, but that's amazing. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
It's absolutely. We're going to say amazing until
it's amazing.
It's amazing until we're going to say amazing until
it's amazing. It's almost
it out,
as amazing
it's
as getting
amazing
on.
As getting on the next best Ryan.
Dominant diva. Sienna Duvall.
Hello.
How are you? It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio yet again. We have 3 minutes to get this in. You got Terry Lane tonight.
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about that?
I feel confident. I've defeated her before, so it's not a challenge for me.
Are you going to kick her head off?
Yes. More
stomp longer. Her face in?
No, I'm going to keep her pretty face for her championship down there in Florida. She's the NWACFL. Champion down there.
So this is a pretty big event.
And I was also the NWA Ring Warriors champion, female champion down there for the summer, but just recently lost it. So it's a battle of this NWA Divas.
All right. So a battle of NWA Divas right here at New Moon Rising Wrestling.
That is worth $10. I'm just saying.
It really is. It really is. It's an exciting thing. Are you looking forward to getting back here for PG-13?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, finally, New Moon Rising is back.
It's been such a long time since we had good wrestling over here.
That's right. It was May 6th.
About, 7 months?
Yes. And it's like the Rebirth.
Yes.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm very, very excited. Well, it's been 5 months. I'm very excited.
How excited?
I'm so excited and confident the Empire's will be taking over New Moon Rising.
Well, let me tell you something, if you haven't been aware, he's got some major trash that he's going to search everybody of Empire before they get in this building. He's got,
you sure about that?
He's got Riot gear, he's ready to go. If
really?
This is from him. I said let him in, but he's been, I'm just saying.
Really, sir? Then
I will sell him under the bus.
You going to search
myself. Him? I don't think I'm man enough to search
him. That's why I have a crack security team to
crack
take care
me.
Of him.
Okay.
Crack me in the word.
Right, crack. They can get crack.
We will take care of that for sure. So Empire's back together.
Yes.
Will Ron be here? I haven't seen him yet.
No, Ron will not be here due to injury.
Oh, okay.
But we will fight for him
tonight.
In spirit.
It's just you and Tom.
And our newest member.
Newest member.
Which you've heard like 3 times.
Newest member. We have a left. Who is this newest member?
Like I'm going to tell you, sir.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you.
After you have been saying what you've been saying.
I was thinking mostly of Ty and Blackie. I did get rid of Blackie here tonight.
No,
you know why? You know why? Because I put in a few calls.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with him.
I'm sure that it isn't either.
I put a few phone calls.
Beard as well. And the new member of Empire will make sure that Ron and Blackie are represented well.
What do you got to say now?
I have nothing to say. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Always.
So, Sienna, I'm going to say welcome back to New
Thank
Moon.
You.
We're
I'm
all
happy.
Oh, no.
Very happy.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
yeah, brother.
I think I have.
I think I'm in one of these books. Let me find it.
I think I'm in one, too.
I think
okay,
I.
Now, I know. Good prop. Now, Ty.
November. I need September. I'm in September's issue.
I want to know something right now.
I think
Ty.
It's this.
Oh, now I'm Ty.
Mr. Reno. I want to know how. You got through these doors,
Esquire.
Yeah, where's
because
your,
we run this.
I don't know where they are.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah, well, you talk all that trash online and social media about how you're going to have security at the door, and I walk right in here with no problem.
Exactly, because we run this.
I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. Dan, you're no help to me.
I'm not helping you.
I'm telling you. But
I have no problem with
you. Thank you, because I
you got a problem with me, though.
So are you trying not to let them in?
What about Brownies 23 East?
I got Brownies 23 East.
What do I get?
Nothing.
Oh.
Thank you.
Got
this
your.
You got an ass with
the. Got your Johnson in your hand.
Nail time.
Whoa, bro. I don't want to see
you
Johnson.
You yell at them for Carson?
Let's go double D cut. What you got to ask me?
Mine.
I want to know, you're in PG-13.
Yes.
Obviously, everyone says they're a winner. Why? What makes you stand out? Why are you going to win PG-13?
I'm hungry.
Well, I can tell that by looking at you.
Well, bro.
Wow.
You need to eat, brother.
Wow.
Keep talking like that, you won't eat ever again.
Tonight.
I'm just saying.
Tonight, PG-13, you know, you got a lot of talent in there. But what you don't, what you also have in there is me, your dominance, the most dominant
well,
wrestler.
Well, you are.
I'm still talking. Shut up.
You're right.
So all I got to say is tonight you are looking at your new United States champion. I'm not going to come in here and tell you, oh, this guy sucked, that guy sucked, I'm better than this guy. It's just a simple fact that tonight I'm walking out as the United States champion.
And that's that. The empire is back.
And they're in the building, so, you know.
And I know it was you. I can't prove it, but I know it was you that had something to do with Blackie not being here.
Yeah.
I did say that, didn't I?
I knew.
I put in a few phone calls.
I know.
Well, you know what? The next event is next month, but he will be here. And tonight.
November 17th.
We might just make you pay.
I might have to call in sick that day.
I think you better bring your security.
Okay, I'm much better playing.
We can come to see. We can come to you.
Because I got a text message from Blackie earlier. He said, tell Double D that's his ex. That's exactly what it said.
Wait, what's that?
It's your
that's
ass.
You're right.
That thing that you have, never mind.
That thing with the crack in. That you also who your brain is.
Well.
Because you're always talking out your ass.
My goodness, what's going on here tonight?
I let you
have. Did I get a under your skin? I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
I'm just going to move back. I'm going to say good luck in your match.
Thank you. And you better tell him good luck in his, too.
Good luck in your match, sir. I got you.
I'm not worried about him. I'm not shaking. I know where that's been.
Oh, come on.
I can tell you where I'm
cupping double balls.
Yeah.
Double balls? What are you talking about?
Smell like fishy over here.
See that? Smelling fishy.
Oh, this
my
is not
goodness.
Fishy.
My goodness.
Do you not speak English language there, Dina?
I don't. You know?
All right,
maybe,
let's.
Maybe I had this.
Before we get in trouble, let's wrap this up. New Moon Rising returns.
Maybe I had this.
New Moon Rising Wrestling returns tonight. 10:30, Delcy Drive. Building 4W. Tickets are $10. Exit 25A off of 295. It's 30 feet from the exit. If you can't find this place, then don't you be driving to anywhere else south than this to go to another show.
And you're a better play-by-play, huh?
No, I was going to say something specifically, but I didn't want to, you know, get any more heat from that person.
I got you.
Delaware.
Well, enough of that, Dan. I think we're going to wrap it up. We're
NewmoonRisingWrestling.com.
We got Steve Corino.
We got Steve Corino this
coming
week.
Up on Wednesday, and none other than Mac Daddy, Ron Stark. So that's going to be a packed show.
If he doesn't kill you.
Well, I think Ron and I.
All right, well, we'll find out.
I thought Ty and I were okay, apparently.
No, you got a big mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, get down here, $10. You will not be sorry. You got a new building here. Get here.
Goddamn.